Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese podcast.
Oh, yeah. Buckeye football is back, and the Browns are on primetime tonight, baby. Life is good. You're listening to the Chad and Cheese podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Woody Cheeseman.
And I'm Justin Fields. No, shit. I'm Chad Soash.
On this week's show, career builder blows smoke, among other things. Coopy ruffles feathers.
Coopy.
And Burger King isn't pushing the envelope. They're taking a blowtorch to it. Grab a Whopper and stay a while, everybody.
Doors are reopening and business is picking back up. With the workforce making its comeback and with many rebuilding their teams, are you prepared to engage the wave of returning job seekers? Whether you're struggling to fill high-volume hourly roles or looking for long-term full-time talent, your recruiting toolkit needs to be lean and mean as you adjust with fewer resources, tighter budgets, and rapid hiring needs in a saturated and competitive market. Posting jobs shouldn't be a lengthy, risky, or fruitless process. You can count on JobAdX to be your force maximizer. Automate the details of your programmatic job ad distribution, candidate targeting, and budget management so you can focus your energy on the big picture and human aspects of recruiting top talent. Reach relevant candidates effortlessly across 200 sites in the U.S. and Canada. Simply upload a feed of your jobs and set your budget in less than 5 minutes. We do the rest. Getting an influx of applicants already that just aren't the right fit? JobAdX presents your jobs to targeted candidates based on their job preferences to get granular. Now your advertising spend can go towards more relevant candidates, not just more applicants. What's more, your JobAdX programmatic campaigns now reach the government job bank systems in over 30 states, giving you centralized access to the majority of active job seekers eager to get off of unemployment and get back to work. Send us a note today with your unique challenge to see how we can help you in the new state of recruiting. Make the next step forward and start your results-focused campaign now at JobAdX.com. That's JobAdX.com.
Ooh. Big Ten football is back.
Yes, baby. It's back.
So the pushback is they won't be playing till October. And my response is, yeah, so they're not playing Alaska State and Utah Tech like everybody else. They'll start with the Penn States and the Wisconsins and the Michigan. So
yep.
I'm pretty happy about it. I don't think they're going to miss a beat.
Yeah, they're not going to get the warm-up games, but neither did the NFL. And last weekend, the NFL looked good. So hopefully these guys will be fresh, ready. They won't have to play these little bitty teams, and they can just get out there and knock it out of the park.
My cat's going insane. Okay. All right. Shout outs.
Yes. Ed from Philly, baby. He sent me a message. He said, got the first Chad and Cheese text today. Big news out from Job Bite.
Yeah.
Also, I must have something wrong with me if I'm getting more Chad and Cheese in a different channel. No, Ed, you're not my friend because you can never have enough Chad and Cheese. And that being said, text CC to 833-799-0321 and get all the goodies
for the good vibrations. Ooh, in your pocket, everybody.
Pocket.
Yeah. Ed needs some mental health apps.
He's
on
team
his
chat
while he's at home. He is team chat. Shout out to Heath Neville. Keith was a high school classmate of mine who went through a COVID nightmare.
Oh,
I just wanted to remind people this shit is real. Heath was basically in quarantine for 46 days.
Ooh.
Homie lost 40 pounds in the process and thought he was going to die several times over. So, kids, take Heath's story to heart. COVID is a fucked up disease, virus. Don't get it. Protect yourself. Mask up. I thought it was worth talking about in our shout outs.
Yes. Mask up, people. Steven Rothberg asked me, I'm going to go back to the whole texting conversation.
Sure.
He asked me if he joined and he got the text alerts, what would he get? And Steven, here's a little piece, buddy. So here's a text that I actually sent out yesterday. So remember the Ultimate Kronos Group, the UKG?
Mm-hmm.
They sent out an email, went out earlier this month, informing clients that UKG would be blocking web scrapers. That didn't last for long, kids, because all hell rained down and those spider blocking measures were retracted. Apparently, UKG didn't realize clients use scraping services to facilitate job postings and provide compliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how disconnected a core provider as big as UKG is. They did not understand that their clients, I mean, in massive scale, use mm-hmm. this technology. I mean, this is shit we talked about 15 years ago, and it's still not rectified today because we got idiots at the helm.
And speaking of 15 years ago, Steven, pull out your razor. Text CC to 833-799-0321 to get updates just like that one. And I'm going to give a shout out to Cindy Gallup.
Oh, yeah.
Cindy Gallup, part two, aired this week of our two-part series with her. She's a badass. She embarrassed me. It's all good. don't forget to listen to that one if you haven't already. Cindy Gallup, thanks for joining us.
Yes, and I'd like to also say texts powered by Emissary.
Emissary.
Big shout out to Latal Sherman. She is head of experience design at Page Up. She just found out about the Chad and Cheese podcast and she loves it. And we love you, Latal. So now start pushing Chad and Cheese on everyone you know.
Love
just
that.
Tell them
love
to subscribe that. Wherever they listen. It's pretty easy. And also, Alan Tidal, he's a new listener.
Yep. Shout out to Michael Mann. This was also a text update and a shred, I believe,
nice.
That went out this week. Michael Mann, you might remember from My Payroll HR or My HR Payroll, whatever that was.
Yep.
Basically took $100 million, shut down the company, and left a lot of people stranded without paychecks. Well, It's time to pay the piper, Michael Mann. And he was arrested. It looks like he's going to spend some time in the pokey.
30 years.
It also looks like he's going to have to pay back some of the money that companies lost and people lost in this little scam that he had. So, Michael, have fun, man. I hope you meet some nice friends there in Alcatraz or wherever you're going.
That was My Payroll. Am I HR payroll or something like that? I can't remember.
One of those three sequences of those three words. My payroll HR, my HR payroll, HR my payroll, whatever.
This next one's for Joel Cheeseman. Taco Bell has a new house wine.
Yeah.
It's a jalapeno noir, and it's in Canada. So a tweet from Taco Bell, the luxurious toasted cheesy chalupas about to meet its bougie best bud. Bonjour, jalapeno noir. Available in Canada for $25 Canadian. That means 25 cents US. You, when you finally get a chance to go back to Christine's homeland, you can get a chalupa and you can get some jalapeno noir.
Yeah, because you know whose border's closed right now? Canada. Yeah. Not getting any of that jalapeno noir. Although shipping could be an issue or an option. I'll get with my in-laws and see if they can ship me some jalapeno noir on the down low. Shout out to Dan Finnegan, fan of the show, friend of the show. Interviewed him a few times. Formerly JobVite CEO, Hot Jobs. Quite an icon in the industry. He joined Bolster and Joinder last week in terms of board of advisors, I believe. And Bolster, you'll remember, You called them bullshit, I think, last week for being Uber for executives. So we may need to get somebody from that show, from that company, on the show to explain what the hell's going on. Because if Dan's behind it, it might be all right.
Big shout out to Brendan McComber over at Panda Logic for tagging us. He was looking for an organic bump on LinkedIn this week. And I've heard a bunch of people bitching about being tagged in the socials. And personally, I don't know about you. Personally, I don't mind as long as it's relevant content. Now, if it's not relevant content, you're going to get a smack. But if it's relevant stuff, then I dig it. What about you?
I don't mind the tag if it's relevant. I don't love getting alerted every time somebody comments or shares the alert. So that's probably on me to sort of set my alert system to not tell me when you know, somebody comments on that post. But as a rule, tagging is fine. I'm sure we do it quite a bit with our show, in terms of who we talk about and who's been in shout outs. We probably do that.
Yeah, of course. People have got, they got to know that they've been on Chad Cheese. Big shout out. We'll be tagging, him as well, to Duka Gertzman, who is the founder over at We Are Keen in the Netherlands. He's a big fan of the podcast. And they just rated us, that's right, the Chad and Cheese HR's Most Dangerous Podcast, as one of their top five recruitment podcasts.
Hell yeah.
Have I ever said I love lists? I love LAMP.
Such an easy ranking. Such an easy ranking. Shout out to Ty Weeks.
Ty Weeks!
Another fan of the show and friend of the show. Intel has a new logo. Will.i.am was not a part of the design, in terms of how I understand it, but Tyler was very excited about the new logo, shared it, and I just wanted to give him a shout out because we love Ty anyway. And if a new logo is why we give him a shout out, then what the hell? Intel has a new logo.
It looks boring as hell, Ty.
Ron, it's nice and flat and blue.
Next week, September 22nd at 2 p.m. Eastern. Me and my buddy Jim Stroud are going to be debating about diversity quotas. And Patrick Newren from Biddle Consulting Group will be refereeing. We're going to do opening statements. We're going to have clocked answers. And when there's 10 minutes left, we're going to have a lightning round. So it'll be a good time. We're going to be talking about shit that people want to talk about, but they're not comfortable talking about in the office. Hopefully us having a good time talking about it, but being serious as well, will give you all a chance to actually open up in the office, be more transparent, and have these hard discussions. Go to circaworks.com/webinars, scroll down to friendly discourse, and register today. circaworks.com/webinars.
Now, does this take place in a middle school gym? Because it sounds a lot like seventh grade debate.
Dude, I wish. I wish if it weren't for COVID, Jim and I, that would be a blast. As a matter of fact, one of these days, that should actually be an event held at one of the conferences that we go to. That's a good idea.
Sure. There's got to be a podium and a cheering section of 12-year-olds if we're going to do it, though. Shout out to Pete Jansons and James Carney.
Oh, God.
We were on their podcast, Sassholes, this week. That's SaaS, software as a service holes. It was a good time. We went down memory lane and talked a lot of Career Builder, Indeed, Monster stuff. Shout out to you guys. That show was fun. And I guess be on the lookout for that in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. And you got called a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just Tuesday for me, Chad. That's just Tuesday for me.
Yeah. And it's usually by me. Wreckfest One World, kids, September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We're going to be on the leadership, quote unquote, digital stage, having a no bullshit conversation about the future of HR tech. We pulled in a couple of tech CEOs, Angela Hood from This Way Global, and you might know Amin Brar, that guy over at JobVite, had a really good discussion. Less than half an hour. Jump in, enjoy it.
Yep. And speaking of Wreckfest and good times in London, we have a new promotion, Chad. Are you ready for this? We're giving away free beer. That's right. We're calling it Beer Drop.
Yes!
Sponsored by AdZuna.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's AdZuna.
That's
we
nice.
Love you. And you're going to love them because they're footing the bill for free beer to be shipped around the country by us, Chad and Cheese. You can get more by visiting chadcheese.com/free.
That's right.
For that and other free shit.
We have a bunch of free shit that we want to try to get out to you guys because you're always giving to us. Always giving love, listens, bourbon, beer over the years. We've loved it. And Joel and I thought we should do the same. So if you go to chadcheese.com/free, go ahead and sign up. You can also sign up there for text alerts as well, because obviously it's good shit. Chad and Cheese in your pocket, people. But overall, Beer Drop, we're really excited about this. If you love beer, or you maybe want to get beer, give it to your wife, give it to your husband, share it with people. Do it on Chad and Cheese and AdZuna's dime.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, AdZuna. And I'm going to leave shout outs with this. Bright Hire got $3 million this week. That was one of the few ones worth mentioning in the venture capital world. Mm-hmm. They are automation hiring platform. Imagine that. Automation hiring platform getting funded. It's crazy. I know, but they deserve a shout out.
Just need those three words. Topics.
They just throw in chatbot and AI, and they would have gotten $30 million for that idea. But anyway, let's.
The funny thing is, CareerBuilder commits to 3-year, $300 million TA investment, and they don't have any of those fucking words. So here's a quote from the press release. Global HR technology leader. I'm going to laugh myself to death here. CareerBuilder announced several updates to its talent acquisition suite as a part of a 3-year, $300 million investment. These updates aim to further support the changing needs of the companies and job seekers in the current state of the great rehire. Long-term future of hiring by focusing on talent acquisition, a $35 billion market that is growing at 11%.
It's good to know that their PR company is still working. I wonder how long it took them to come up with the great rehire, because that's damned impressive. My favorite commentary from the PR was, quote, "We're the only HR tech company with the candidates and the technology to create a connected experience for job seekers and employers." Really? The only HR tech company? The only HR? Come on now. This was a quote from newly minted Chief Product Officer Lee Margaret Stull. I don't know much about her, but she's been around for 10 years. So she's got to know a thing or two about a thing or two at CareerBuilder, right?
I heard she's got another title too. It's called Chief Yes Woman. So she'll say yes to whatever the fuck arena says. So here are some of the bullets real quick. And then after we get through the bullets, then we'll talk about these things. Number one, this is what CareerBuilder is going to do with this money. A redesigned job search app for the iPhone and Android. Authentication enhancements. Enhanced privacy settings. New interface with faster speeds. Further integration between CareerBuilder's talent discovery platform. Easier posting for remote jobs, a two-way SMS function. Guys, holy shit. How do you not already have this? Chat and Cheese already has a two-way SMS function. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, no, if they would have had like enhancement for Pokemon Go for jobs, maybe a TikTok for jobs, or maybe like Snap recruiting, I would have been impressed. But yeah, everything on there could have been from a press release from 2012.
This is legit ridiculous smoke. So what I did was I texted a few friends, and here's some of the texts that I received back. So in the first one, here we go. I quote, "It's polishing a turd." These quote-unquote innovations are normal product maintenance that should happen in normal daily product management. Nothing innovative, as I can tell, no PPC, no AI. Then another one, that's $300 million list cost for their existing labor, product, tech cost. Compound that for 3 years, right? I mean, that's what the $300 million is for. Second, most of those bulleted mentions are table stakes experiences for job sites all over the world, and they've been in development at CareerBuilder for 3 to 5 years already.
Yeah. Now we should give the other side here of the social media spectrum. So we have Josh Akers, personal friend to both of us and friend of the show, and former CareerBuilder Broadbean employee. He shared the announcement and said, quote, "I really like this. Don't underestimate CB's ability to innovate. They have the people, the resources, and the access to capital to make some interesting moves." So let's at least shine a light on the opposing view, although I would say they let all their people go, so I'm not sure who the people are. After that, I got nothing.
Okay, so Josh is a famous brown noser, number one, okay? Love him to death. He talks good about everybody until he's had too many bourbons, but still, I appreciate that, right? Getting out there, trying to get that old, you know, college try, love it. But face it, CareerBuilder has been on the sales block for years now, and they cannot sell that motherfucker. So they're going to polish that turd off, and they're going to try to meet the market's table stakes in the hopes they can make enough noise to hook a buyer. They can sucker somebody in. Not to mention, they're also going to try their damnedest with the great rehire to pull the wool over many employers' eyes to try to get them to spend more money on this polished turd.
But the good news is Josh won't get a legal letter for being sued for saying something bad about CareerBuilder. So maybe he was just being nice to keep the legal hawks out of his mailbox.
Well, yeah, and CareerBuilder, just so that you know, Josh wasn't the source in the first place, assholes.
But keep guessing, CareerBuilder, because we like the fact that you are anxiously trying to find out who our sources are. Speaking of bad companies, let's pivot to Cootbee. I guess I'm saying that correctly. They got a little bit outed this week, didn't they?
So Cootbee is a platform that is focused on calling out sucky candidate experience, but it looks like they prospectively could be risking libel in the process. Mm-hmm. So I first noticed that Will Staney over at Proactive Talent was going to war with these guys on Twitter, calling them out for naming recruiters and stealing 1- and 2-star reviews from Glassdoor to try to drive negative brand sentiment. So I started doing some digging here and there, and I found this dude, Ernie, who's on the site. And he seems to lead the team here in the U.S. And I had a discussion with him, and I said, dude,
the founder, or is he just some hack?
No clue. I mean, I'm not really sure that they know exactly what's going on. But I asked him, what's the mission? He said, the mission really, and I'm paraphrasing, is to shine a light on bad candidate experience in the hopes of change. The only problem with that is a recruiter was actually named in a bad review, and the person who posted the review had never gone through any type of hiring process at all. She just didn't like.
It was just a hatchet job.
Yeah, what this person in the company was posting on socials. So she went and did a bad review on this site, and it was still up while I was talking to Ernie. So he defended this review. And then I asked again what his mission was, because this anonymous individual didn't go through the candidate experience. And was the story validated? Is there anything they could corroborate with any of this? So there are all these different pieces that aren't lining up. And I said, okay, so what are your rules behind this? He said, well, we really don't have any rules. How are you policing this? Well, it's really hard to police. All we do is have interns, and they seem to be turning over left and right. Overall, Ernie wants to come on the show. We might bring him on, but at this point, it sounds like a mess.
Well, the good news for Cootby is people are actually going to the site. That is one hurdle that startups want to clear.
Right.
These sort of anonymous, free-for-all, wild, wild west, kind of sites, forums, you know, they've been around for a long time, and this is the way they go. Like, they become a cesspool for stupidity.
Yeah.
I remember 5-7 years ago, there was an app called People with two E's, and it was supposed to be Yelp for people, where you could sort of talk shit about people and
right.
give them 5 stars or one. And that shit flamed out like, you know, a bad dream. And these sites pop up continuously. I mean, it's no surprise they need content, so they're going to go where the content is. Certainly Glassdoor is not going to be happy about it. Whether or not they do anything, I don't know. But, this thing's going to flame out. It's a dumb name. Like, nothing. It's just stupid, dude. Like, it's, I mean, they're going to put jobs in there, like Indeed, backfill or something. I mean, it's not a legitimate thing. I'd be surprised if Ernie's over the age of 23 and has any experience whatsoever. This sounds like a weekend, dorm room idea that someone threw up on a weekend. And I don't expect that we'll ever talk about Cootby again. However, I will shine a light on a real potential threat to Glassdoor and Indeed and some of the other review sites. Blind has been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
Now, for the most part, Blind has been sort of a random conversation of people at companies about anything from working there to financial stuff to the CEO sleeping with the interns, whatever. And they've sort of quietly launched in the last few months a review section for employees, basically Glassdoor Indeed style reviews, and they're getting some significant traction. So if you're really interested in this space, I'd pass up Cootby and I'd go to teamblind.com and see what's going on there, because there's a lot more fire over at Blind than there is at Cootby.
Yeah. And I think the big key here is that, you know, you're not focusing on a specific person or a recruiter, right? Who's already overloaded with too many recs as it is, especially in today's environment. But the experience that you're having with the actual brand itself. Mm-hmm. There are already sites that are out there that that support these types of things, not to mention social media. I mean, you can go out there and you can at any company that you want. Mm-hmm. In this case, it just seems like, you know, they're looking for all of the things that are happening on the web from a candidate experience standpoint that sucks, and they're trying to aggregate all of that. And that's just a ball of hate that we really don't need right now.
Yeah, scraping up the 1 and 2 reviews to sort of build some animosity or like scandal, and this is all bad stuff and fire. Like, that's an interesting strategy, but yeah, by the time we would book Ernie on the show, Cootby would probably be gone. So I wouldn't worry about getting that on the schedule. But if you're out there looking for new awesome services, particularly resume parsing, I would put Sovereign on your list. Let's hear from them and we'll be right back to talk about Indeed.
Sovereign Parser is the most accurate resume and job order intake technology in the industry. The more accurate your data, the better decisions you can make. Find out more about our suite of products today by visiting sovereign.com. That's sovren.com. We provide technology that thinks, communicates, and collaborates like a human. Sovereign. Software so human, you'll want to take it to dinner.
Just when I think they should change their ad, and I'm like, nah, it's pretty damn good. I just take it to dinner. It's good stuff. All right, Indeed, they're getting on the PR, you know, PR train of like helping out the world in
yeah.
this time of pandemic crisis.
Yeah,
they're launching the virtual hiring tour. That sounds exciting. This will consist of a series of virtual Indeed hiring events, which use Indeed's proprietary video interviewing technology to remove technical hurdles and speed up the interviewing timeline. By delegating the administrative tasks to Indeed, employers can focus on interviews, reducing the time to hire for an average of 6 weeks to a matter of days, or even on the spot job offers. Job seekers need only a browser and an internet connection to interview for jobs, which range from essential frontline worker roles to specialized positions. Chad, this sounds exciting.
I'm all behind it, man. they've partnered with Goodwill, who is a major nonprofit organization across the United States. Goodwill will work closely within their communities to ensure that job seekers are aware and prepared of these virtual hiring tours, of one-on-one coaching, virtual workshops. Goodwill is now a candidate acquisition engine for Indeed. While ZipRecruiter focuses on getting into the enterprise sector, Indeed is running fisherman commercials on fucking TV and partnering with Goodwill.
Yes, yes. Job seekers can go to Indeed and search, quote, Indeed hiring events. They can find available positions, RSVP to attend the event. 700 companies have signed up for the tour so far. At least 20 positions available per company.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a job. Now, this also gives them a nice opportunity to go spread the goodwill and get some good PR in those local markets, do some advertising, get some goodwill there and get some traction for these companies. But yeah, the whole virtual hiring job fair thing certainly has legs. We're hearing a lot of companies talk about it, and this is just another example of utilizing technology to get people in quotes face to face and get them hired.
Yeah, well, we did a firing squad. I think it was two firing squads ago with Recruit Virtual.
Yep.
And I think that's a reason why I think those types of companies have legs, because they're built for white labeling with APIs and that kind of thing. And obviously it's big. We're hearing, you know, the Recruitologies of the world, the Zoars of the world, a Paradox. I mean, just about every company, Indeed, they're looking at this new methodology while we're here in COVID, right? And I'm not thinking that this is going to change when we flip over either.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we're going back to, you know, the lines around the corner, the two recruiters per table, 10 by 10 table, lugging a booth across town, spending the whole day talking to a lot of people who aren't qualified for a position, QR code, little tri-stand on the table. Like, I think there'll be room for that, particularly on college campuses, I guess. People will still go to, you know, MIT face-to-face events and things like that. But for the general populace, I think the job fair days are numbered for sure.
Agreed.
Well, let's talk about your sweet spot. Target and Instagram are getting into the equality.
Target. It's interesting because 2 years ago, Target agreed to pay like a pittance for them, $3.74 million to settle a class action lawsuit that accused them of discriminating against Black and Latino job applicants with its approach to criminal background checks. A few years earlier, Target had to pay $3 million to settle a similar claim with the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And what it looks like is they're starting to get the message. This isn't just about the pittance that they're getting smacked with, the $3.7 million and the $3 million from years past. This is what it does to their brand. And I think companies are starting to understand that, mainly because it is tremendously important that brands look like the community they serve. We've talked about this in policing, but this is important for all companies to be able to look like, feel like, be like the community that they actually serve. So, you know, whether this was because of the smack of litigation or because it was the right thing to do, I don't give a fuck, just as long as they start doing it. And they've pledged to increase representation of Black employees in its workforce by 20% over the next 3 years.
That's significant. Yeah, I think, you know, Target being headquartered in Minneapolis and being the home of George Floyd, which sort of sparked this whole fire of, justice across the land. It was incumbent upon them, I think, to do something symbolically more than most other companies. Hopefully Best Buy, also headquartered in Minneapolis, and others will follow suit. But Target, although lawsuits have come down the pike, I mean, they've done some good things in terms of equality and diversity in their stores. As quoted in the story that we shared today, or shared this week, more than half of its stores are run by women. and a third are managed by people of color. So it's not as if this is no diversity whatsoever, but the fact that they're taking extra strides to bring a diverse workforce, I think, is notable.
Especially in leadership. That's another big push, because I believe 8% of their leadership positions are Black. So therefore, you know, the total population, 13%, they're getting there. Not there yet. Again, this all comes down to outcomes. That's what we care about. Again, will this be fluff? I don't think so, because their numbers look pretty damn good comparatively. But then you take a look at the next company, like Instagram, and then you wonder, you know, is this fluff? Is this real?
Yeah, you know, I think Target, like, we actually go to Target. Right. Like, we can actually see progress in these ways. It's a lot harder to go to Instagram corporate to see things that they're doing. It's harder to see, like, is this algorithm behaving differently? Like, and even if it's transparent, who the fuck understands the algorithms anyway?
Right.
But yeah, Instagram also came out this week, and they're announcing a new equitable products task force, I guess. Part of the responsibilities of that team include creating fair and equitable products, as well as ensuring algorithmic fairness, which most of, like, Facebook sounds like a lot of vaporware, a lot of, like, PR sucking up, similarly to how Facebook talked about, we're taking, you know, we're not going to allow political advertising. Which is great, but how about all the fake articles that get shared on Facebook? How about doing something about that? Anyway, so they've announced this, although they've had this task force at Facebook for a while. They think it's important enough to transfer that knowledge base and energy around Instagram's diversity situation. So yeah, it sounds good. Will they be taken, taken to task 5 years from now to see if they've actually done it? Probably not. Silicon Valley's sort of infamous for this kind of stuff. But yeah, if we take them at their word, they're doing the right thing and making their workforce and their algorithm and their service a lot more equitable.
Yeah. And if you want to check out the Instagram product manager position for equity and inclusion, just go to the jobs on the Instagram site, or the director of diversity and inclusion, which is on the Facebook site. So again, at least the jobs are there. Go check them out. Are they real? Is this just a bunch of smoke, which we've talked about forever? CDOs being appointed, but having no power, no resources, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Time will tell, and only outcomes will tell. So check them out, get in there, and I don't know, be a Chad and Cheese insider.
By the way, Chad, it's worth noting an industry that we don't normally think of to have diversity in the upper ranks in the C-suite is railroads.
Yes.
And Catherine Farmer, just a quick shout out to her, she's becoming the first woman CEO of an American railroad company. And if you give me a second, I'll let you know which one. All right, you're editing this. BNSF Railway. There you go.
Ah, gotcha.
All right. Jobvite.
Jobvite, the leading end-to-end talent acquisition suite.
Named a leader in ATS, recruitment marketing, CRM, and onboarding on G2.
Kim B says Jobvite is a user-friendly, passionate enterprise team that takes care of you. Jolly good.
Jeffrey R says, candidates are constantly telling us we get it right compared to other orgs. Love that.
Results driven by AI.
Connections built by humans. Jobvite. Learn how you can evolve your TA function at jobvite.com.
Sometimes when you work on the fly, it doesn't work out as well as you
want. Dude, Burger King is on fire in Taiwan, Japan, and Finland. We're going to start with Taiwan.
It's on flame broiled fire, baby.
Oh, that was good. That was very good. Burger King's latest stunt, which is a Taiwan-only thing, at least so far, they're now selling a chocolate-topped Whopper. The Hershey's chocolate Whopper is on the menu in Tainan City, and people are lining up all the way down the sidewalk to buy it.
I got nothing, man. I don't know. Most people listening know what a Whopper looks like.
Yeah.
What's on it. Now imagine opening that up to see a melted Hershey bar basically on your burger. Maybe it tastes all right. I don't know. I mean, chocolate and goes with some weird shit. I can't imagine it tasting all that great.
People on Twitter are talking about how they put peanut butter on their burgers, and some of these fancy schmancy burger places out there actually do it too. Why not chocolate?
Peanut butter's not bad, my friend.
What's
peanut
that?
Butter's not bad.
See?
You put a little maple syrup and peanut butter and bacon on a burger, it's not too bad. Don't hate on that.
On to Japan. All you can eat Burger King is coming to Japan with a monster burger on board. That's right, kids. The all you can eat event is set to take place on the 18th through the 22nd of September. There are only 10 places available per 45-minute slot. Mm-hmm. In the past, Burger King's all-you-can-eat deals were limited to Whoppers, fries, and drinks. But for this year's iteration, there won't be any regular Whoppers. No. The only burger included in this offer will be a beefy monstrosity called the Maximum Super 1 Pound Beef Burger.
I'm sorry, we're a little late in the show, but did you say all-you-can-eat Burger King?
Yes.
I think I'm going to cry a little bit. That's a deal I can get behind. And they probably will not be coming to the Midwest anytime soon because they're going to lose money on that deal.
Easily. They're doing this in Japan.
A little side note, if I may, as a teenager, the local McDonald's used to have a day where the basketball and football team could come and for like $2.99 or something, all you can eat are Big Macs, which that just triggered my memory. But I could down 3 or 4 Big Macs back in the day like it was nothing. And I have all that to all you can eat Big Mac night for the football and basketball team back in Houston when I was growing up.
Oh, you start tearing up all this reminiscing.
Yeah, it is lunchtime. We record this way too close to lunch.
Yes. It's time to finish. We're going to Finland. We're going to Finland, kids. That's right. Burger King, and we're going to finish with love, by the way, because Burger King gives Ronald a big old kiss for Helsinki Pride. The fast food mascots shared a passionate embrace in solidarity with the Finnish LGBTQ community. The aptly titled painting, quote, Love Conquers All, was commissioned by Burger King and unveiled in outdoor and print advertising, as well as all over their restaurants, all over Finland during Helsinki Pride Week. That's right, kids. Here at the Chad and Cheese, we like to finish with love.
Spread the love. Yeah, if you thought the king was creepy as a standalone, now imagine him making out with Ronald McDonald, and you've got the Love Conquers All Burger King ad in Finland. And with that, we out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to Podcast with Chad and Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting, they talk about technology, but most of all, they talk about nothing. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We out.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts and now available on YouTube.